I check it like you read Sinkball in it, yeah? I really don't mind. You hit me once,
I hit you back. He's bowling like my Auntie Annie when she'd had too much sherry to drink. Played over my head,
then I set fire. मैंने कहा बेटा बेटा होता है और बाप बाप होता है.
Hello and welcome to Pie Checkers Cricket Podcast. I am Vivek and I'm joined with my fellow Pie Checkers, Sai, Shivam and Sumer. It's a full house today aur kyun na ho. We have a very special and famous guest today with us. Jaise 90s ki Bollywood ki duniya mein Rahul, naam to suna hi hoga. Famous tha, waise hi famous hai hamare aaj ke guest. Cricketing duniya mein, Gaurav Kapoor, naam to pata hi hoga. Welcome to Pie Checkers Cricket Podcast, Gaurav Kapoor.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Vivek, Shivam, Sumer, Sai. Thank you so much. I must tell people, I'm actually quite bad at remembering names, but it's a good thing this is happening over a Zoom call, jahan ke sabke name tag lage hue hain. It's amazing. I love this. This is just the way people should meet even in the future.
We could guess that because you just followed the order, you know, and we could see like the eyes also going around.
Yeah. So I actually thought I was being clever by mixing the boxes up, but not clever enough, obviously. You guys are far sharper.
So Gaurav, let's not straight away jump into the fun part of it. Let's start with something serious. Let's start with something serious, Gaurav. Please, I'm very serious.
Chale, I'll try for you.
Yeah, please. So, क्या है उड़ान भरने के लिए छलांग लगाना जरूरी है. This is one of your favorite quotes, important in your life. So let us छलांग लगाते. So जब वीजे शुरू किया, then you did RJ, वीजे, टीवी, बॉलीवुड, IPL, Breakfast with Champions, अभी 22 Yarns, which is probably the best cricket podcast or rather one of the best podcasts in the country. Sab, jab when you were doing all of this, did you ever actually think that you would get a chance to feature on Pie Checkers? Honestly.
Nicely done. No, I never thought. In fact, I was waiting for an invitation. You guys said somewhere you'll give me an invitation, then it never came. And I thought that, you know, it was one of those things that formality mein bol diya ki aana kabhi ghar pe hamare. Aaye nahi invitation, but I want to thank you for inviting me onto the Pie Checkers podcast. I know this is a very exclusive space because there are four people presenting this podcast. Kya matlab jo free hai wo aa jaye kya? Kya matlab kaise hai ye? Aap log ka kya system hai ye?
So we filter out a lot of guests, then we arrive at one. Yeah, बहुत difficult है.
काफी exclusive है लेकिन.
हाँ, but exclusive के मामले में it's not exclusive by four, it's exclusive into four.
Oh, okay, four x exclusive.
Exactly.
I like it. I like it. So yes, it is quite a privilege and an honor. And what I have done to you guys right now, what I've just said right now, is exactly what Rahul Dravid said to me on Breakfast with Champions with a very straight face when he said you never invited me. And I know that you guys have, and through the IPL, and I want to apologize up front because through the IPL, because of producing and presenting both, and the fact that I'm inherently a very lazy person. So when I do too many things, na, to bahut mushkil ho jata hai mere liye. So then to just even process one more thing is just, it's too much. It's just like my brain collapses. So therefore, apologies for that. And now you will say that IPL ko khatam hue bhi 1.5 years ho gaya. But recovery takes time at my age, you see. Takes time.
But so I'm Gaurav Kapoor.
I can
you
already
are Gaurav Kapoor after all.
I can already see how you're taking too many leaves from that, you know, conversation with Rahul Dravid. He also said, you know, I have this image of being a very achha boy. Let us on this episode break that. Is exactly what you're trying to do as well.
I think I am. Maybe I am or maybe I'm not. The fact is, I actually saw Christopher Nolan's Tenet last night. Or I think I did. I don't know if I did, if I didn't. I don't know if it's begun, if it's ended. I don't know if it's going to start again. So maybe that's what I'm getting Nolan-esque right now. Am I lazy? Am I not? Am I here? Am I not? I don't know. Is this a podcast? Are we talking about cricket? Hockey? I don't know.
So, Gaurav, we are all 90s kids over here. And when we were growing up, हम लोगों को बोला जाता था कि यार स्कूल कर लो, उसके बाद जो है ना डॉक्टर बन जाओ या इंजीनियरिंग कर लो, फिर उसके बाद एमबीए कर लो, फिर लाइफ सेट है. वेरी कन्वेंशनल. बट looking at yours, it has been anything but conventional. Aapne pehle, like Shivam said, RJing, VJing, then you decided to try acting. Achhi nahi lagi. Then you decided, let's do broadcasting. And as the whole journey has gone, how did it all happen? And how has all the experiences made you what you are today?
It is, first, there's one factual inaccuracy in what you said, but it was very, it was a kind inaccuracy where you said
acting
kari par achhi nahi lagi, acting kari par achhi nahi kari. So, lagi ki jaga kari. Achhi kari hoti to achhi lagi bhi hoti.
Including your parents.
Including my, I don't even think they saw all my films. I think unhone bhi, and they are typical Indian parents who preserve smallest of cutouts from 98 mein koi chote se newspaper mein koi ek chota sa article aaya to wo us type ke hain ki bataya kyun nahi. You were talking to school kids, why didn't you tell us? Because you're not a school kid or you don't study in that school, why would you hear that talk? But they are those kind of parents. But to come back, I think it's all been it's all experience. So I have this thing that I say that I'm a storyteller, right? So the medium changes, the topic changes. I'm a curious person, so I like many topics. So it's not just cricket. It could be business. It could be, you know, so there's various other things that I do, you know, music, film, etc. But as a storyteller, I think what's important is, jaise aap log abhi char yahan pe baithe hain, main agar aap charo ko ek parcha doon jispe ek joke hai, there's a joke, same joke on that sheet of paper. All four of you will tell it differently. Why? You had the same input. Why is the output different? The output is because of that creative wheel that you have inside you. That wheel keeps churning and it churns differently for different people. That's why the butter tastes different from different places, right? So therefore, each one of you will tell it differently. So I believe that all these experiences have actually helped me oil that wheel. So with every storytelling experience I have, it makes me richer for the next one. And it doesn't matter if it's radio or a podcast or television or stage or, you know, whatever I'm doing. I feel like, or investing in a startup, right? That's storytelling as well. How are you communicating that? How are you getting people to buy the product? So I feel that all of us as storytellers have one inherent responsibility to ourselves and through ourselves to our viewers or listeners, which is you have to keep oiling that wheel. So keep oiling it with good influences. अच्छा सुनो अच्छा देखो, मतलब गांधी जी नहीं कहते थे, वो स्टोरी टेलर्स के लिए भी है वो, कि अच्छा सुनो अच्छा देखो अच्छी बातें करो. और अगर कुछ इफ यू वॉच और सी समथिंग दैट यू आर नॉट लाइकिंग, देन लीव इट, कट योर लॉसेस, लीव इट एंड गो. लाइफ इज वेरी शॉर्ट. आई कॉल दैट इमोशनल ऑप्टिमाइजेशन. सो जस्ट इफ इट्स अ बैड बुक, इट्स अ बैड फिल्म, आई लीव इट आफ्टर हाफ एन आवर, 45 minutes, 1 hour. I realized what they were doing wrong. It didn't connect with me. I learned what I wanted from it, and now I don't want it anymore. So keep moving on. So I think that each experience, and you'll notice this, if you go back to your 17 podcasts, you will notice that you got better in everyone. You learned from everyone. You learned from other people, from each other, from the stories. So yes, to give a very long-winded answer to your question, I think that each experience makes you richer, and I crave for the experience to be more unconventional than the previous one.
So Gaurav, you did IPL for a long time. You're doing Cricbuzz live also. And so kabhi aisa, did you ever feel overwhelmed? Because hota kya hai na, you are the one who's not a cricketer or an expert. The guys around you are. Kai bar we have also heard ke this guy hasn't played cricket, so he shouldn't be talking about it, etc. So kabhi overwhelmed laga, yaar kya bol rahe hai, mere ko to samajh hi nahi aa raha hai, what do I talk now? Aisa hua hai kya?
No, so this question is two parts. So one part is, I don't think it's ever, matlab cricket is not that complicated a sport, and I'm not that stupid as I look. So there has never been ke kisi ne kuch bola aur samajh nahi aaya ho. I think samajh aa jata hai, simple game hai. But there is, I want to address this thing of you know, that people who are storytellers of the sport are, well, if you haven't played cricket, you can't tell it. I completely disagree with that. And yes, obviously there is a conflict of interest in me even saying that, because I am a non-cricket player, conflict of interest. And the thing is that I never look at it as, hey, I'm infringing on your territory. I'm saying this is live television. The viewers are watching live television. You are new into my akhada, right? Now, if you just spin it around, then you go, wait, we all have to help each other, because I am a live broadcasting expert, right? I've been doing it for 20 years. I know it better than anybody who played cricket, but they know insightfully cricket better than me, because I was never out in the middle in a high pressure, 50,000 people screaming my name kind of situation. So I bring something, you bring something. We should work in tandem. And give the viewer, because the viewer doesn't care. The viewer doesn't care that I have done television or radio for 20 years. They need to be entertained right now. why does Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Amitabh Bachchan, Shah Rukh Khan film flop? It flops sometimes, right? They don't work. Why? If it was just people loving for legacy, then to anything they did would be. No, because you're new every time. So every day is a new broadcast. Your only responsibility is to your viewer. Your viewer doesn't care what credentials you have. With all due respect, they don't care if you scored 7,000 test runs or took 300 wickets, just like they don't care whether I've done, you know, 20 years of radio and television live. They don't care. They want to be entertained right now. Once we keep that in mind, and the best analysts always remember that, they're always thankful for it. They're grateful. They're humble. And that's why they are the top names that you think of. And the ones who have a chip on their shoulder, you also know which ones they are, who think that they are God's bollocks and they're just going to sit around and everybody should just fall at their feet. It doesn't work like that.
Interesting. Gaurav, now you are very well fluent in Hindi and English. And there are a lot in English, you feel sometimes, at least hame aisa lagta hai ki English, it's a little more insightful analysis hota hai. Whereas Hindi, yeah, it's a lot more fun. Like, we love listening to Virender Sehwag. And if we need some insights, then we'll probably listen to Nasir Hussain. Who are your favorite commentators?
Oh man, I'm going to give very boring old school answers because I think it's for me, just growing up, I think those voices, whether it was, you know, Tony Gregg or, you know, Richie Beno and Bill Laurie, you know, all your favorites. And then I think people like, you know, Nasir Hussain, David Lloyd. And then when you come to India, obviously, I mean, who's the gold standard? Harsha Bhogle, right?
Yeah.
Harsha Bhogle is the gold standard. And look at him. He never played any international cricket, right? So I think that if you just look at Harsha Bhogle as a case study, I think that tells the entire fraternity of sport broadcasting what the viewer wants. I think it's very simple. The viewer wants insight. The viewer wants relatability. The viewer wants good storytelling. And it's fine. Doesn't matter to them that Harsha Bhogle has not scored 5 test centuries, right? So him, of course, in the Hindi ones, Hindi and English, actually, I really enjoy Dada, right?
Shekhar Dhawan.
Sorry?
Shekhar Dhawan.
He says Shekhar, you're right. With a Bengali accent, you got to love it.
Yeah.
So he, what I really like about Dada is that Dada actually takes zero prisoners, yeah, in a country which is so politically correct. Dadi ko kuch nahi hai. Dadi kehta, boss, main king hu. I'm prince. Abhi kya, mere saamne kya bolenge sab? So I really like him. And now there's a whole bunch. I think Ajay Jadeja is very insightful. Veeru gives uske teer aate hain kabhi kabhi. Akash Chopra is the most hardworking broadcaster I've ever met.
So he's been to our podcast.
Yeah. And then Ashu, of course, phenomenally insightful, you know, the way he reads the game. So, you know, bahut hai. But if I had to pick an all-time favorite, who could I listen to all the time? It's got to be David Lloyd. He's my favorite. Bumble ki ek story mein batata hun why I really like him. 2007, first T20 World Cup. T20 is happening as a format. Everybody's mind is blown. I'm sitting in the Star Studios in Singapore. Now imagine South Africa mein chal raha hai World Cup. We are sitting in Singapore. So think of the hours that we are pulling, right? And we're doing the live show for Star. And there were three games happening in a day that time.
Yeah.
And we would start at 2 in the afternoon. We'd wrap up at 3 in the morning. And there would be me. You will not even believe who my co-presenter was. It was Veer Das. I had taken Veer with me for cricket. And Veer, till now, today when we talk, he's like, bro, I don't know how you do live cricket. And I say, I don't know how you stand up and do comedy for 1.5 hours. So we both have this mutual admiration because he was my college mate. Right. Oh. So I said, chalna, karenge maza aega. So we went to Singapore. There was him and there was a bunch of other people. Anyway, cut long story short, there is one of those moments that happens in a T20 game. David Lloyd is live in South Africa on commentary. And there's one of those moments where you feel like it's going to go for a 6 and it's going to get caught and then it's dropped and then it becomes a 4. So David Lloyd says, oh, it's going to be a 6. Oh, no, it's going to be caught. Oh, it's dropped. Oh, no, it's a 4. Somebody give me a drink. live on air, he said, Sumrigam, you drink. I was like, yaar, ye aadmi, best man. Too good. So yeah, David Lloyd, if David Lloyd's on commentary, I know something's going to happen. So I love listening.
Awesome. Gaurav, when we listen to you, your podcast, or when you're looking at your videos, PwC, jab aapko dekhte hain, it is so much, there is so much of ease and there is so much of enjoyment. आता है तो हमें ऐसा लगता है यार, आई फील एटलीस्ट कि यार ये मेरे को, मेरे जब मैं पीपीटी कर रहा हूँ या एक्सेल शीट जब कर रहा हूँ, मेरे को इतना मजा क्यों नहीं आता है। Having said that, if not for broadcasting, if not for IPL, what would you have been doing? कभी सोचा है आपने anything?
That's a really good question. I think I would have probably been doing, I would have still been doing presenting. I would have been doing producing. I would have got into producing at some point in time, and creating. I'm fond of that. I like it. But I think I would have been doing general entertainment television, and I would have been a little more chichora, and because I've got that chichora side in me from Delhi as well. And you know, I would have probably done, you know, all your Hindi entertainment shows, and I would have definitely been doing a talk show. So I am naturally curious about a lot of other things. So I would have done a talk show. I think the one good thing that has happened with IPL is that I love that tournament. I genuinely love that tournament. And I, you know, it I feel like it runs in my blood now after 14 years. You know, so I'm very happy doing it. And that what happens with us producing now is that it's not just those 2 months, but it's 4 months leading up to it. So, you know, for almost 5 or 6 months, that is taking up my bandwidth. But the other thing, that's the good thing. The bad thing is then that I've not done what I wanted to do, which is like a late night kind of talk show, very Kimmel, sort of Letterman, you know, that kind of Jay Leno, Conan more than anything else, actually, kind of space.
India, Miss Shekhar Suman used to do something like that, right?
Movers and Shakers. I was a guest on that show, in fact. I remember when I just moved to Mumbai and Shekhar used to, yeah. Shikhar Suman.
Abhi to time hai, abhi you can start it.
Yeah, I mean, I keep thinking about it, and I have friends who have given me, matlab the thing is that because I still have friends who are in film, you know, I'm very lucky who've said that when you started, you know, I'll come on the show for sure. Right. And I know they will. Like, I know, you know, people like Ranveer and Farhan and Abhishek and all the chatty guys. I know that they'll come on the show. Karna padega. Karenge.
Acha, good that IPL happened. We got to see Gaurav Kapoor in IPL. But being on the official broadcast, on the center stage for so long, then you moved on and now you're doing a lot of Cricbuzz live.
Yes.
And all. So how difficult was it both professionally and emotionally? Itne saal IPL ka kind of, you can say, face rehne ke moving on for you professionally, yeah, so, and personally both.
So it's quite interesting. Like I really enjoy Cricbuzz, and they're both very different. So what happened is after 10 years of Sony getting over and them losing the rights, I was a free agent, right? So for a few months, there was, you know, conversations happening with a few people. So the reason why I chose Cricbuzz is not because it was the highest in terms of money that they offered, because that's not a thing that I ever use as a judging barometer. It was because they were very open to giving me creative autonomy to a certain degree to run the kind of show that I wanted to, with great support. Right, the producers there are just amazing, right? The producers, and more importantly, which is the first reason merging into the second, is the people. So when I met the people, they are, you will not believe, if you guys think you're cricket kiras, wait till you meet them. There are producers there. There are two producers of Hindi and English, Abhideep and Kalol. Abhideep is literally a cricket encyclopedia. He's Encyclopedia Cricketica. Right. So there is a very interesting incident that has happened with Abhideep, Ajay Jadeja, and me sitting in a room before the show began. So Abhideep has come up with some facts saying, sir, this what has happened. And he's very soft-spoken Bengali. He said, this what has happened today is actually has happened 5 times in 98 when there were 3 test matches and 2 1-days. This is random. Like, I have no idea whether this has occurred or not. And he has said this to Ajay Jadeja. And Ajay Jadeja turns to him and says, ah, your fact is wrong because I did play that match. Vidip says, no, sir, you didn't play that match. You had played the one before which happened here and the one after that that happened. This one, you didn't. In your place, this guy played, right? मतलब बिना किसी पेपर को देखे आदमी ऐसे बात कर रहा है अजय सर ये पकड़ लिया आई नो आई प्लेड दैट मैच समथिंग सो आई जस्ट स्टेप्ड इन एंड सेड एक मिनट भाई एक मिनट अगर अभिदीप ने कहा है आपने वो मैच नहीं खेला तो आपने वो मैच नहीं खेला मेरी गारंटी है लगे 100 रुपए यहाँ पे हम लोगों ने फिर जाके वो मैच का स्कोर कार्ड निकाला एंड अजय हैड नॉट प्लेड दैट मैच दिस इज It's amazing. Like anybody Pretty else same. Would have said, wait, yeah, if I'm telling this guy about him and he's saying yeah. he played it, I must be wrong. He did not back down. And he was right. So, aise aise log hai wahan pe. So, jab main unse mila, maine kaha, ye log bade acche hain. Aur mujhe acche logon ke saath kaam karna bada acha lagta hai. Kyunki mahol acha banta hai na jab, to phir kaam bhi acha nikalta hai. Because it is such a collaborative process, right? Storytelling.
Yeah, right.
So, mujhe ye bade acche lage. Ab difference kya hai? One, of course, when you do television, television is the lowest common denominator and unifier in India, right? So everybody is watching it. So aap jaoge airport pe, wo CISF wale baat karenge, you know, jo bus chala raha hai, aapko leke ja raha hai plane tak, wo baat karega, cleaner bhi baat karega, aur sab aise baat karte hain. Cricket is such a thing, and I guess I have that kind of, I guess, approachable personality. So, kya sir, kal aapne to harwa diya. Haan, maine liye 5 wicket. Main gaya tha ball dalne. और मैंने ही लिए थे वो बाकी तो चने बेचने आए थे ना सब ठीक है तो ये एक एफेबिलिटी होती थी जो अब डिजिटल में नहीं है बिकॉज डिजिटल रीचेस अ डिफरेंट डेमोग्राफिक राइट एंड क्रिकेट इज एन ओशन सो यू विल नेवर कवर द ओशन सो यू आर कवरिंग वन क्वाड्रेंट ऑफ द ओशन एंड ब्रॉडकास्ट कवर्ड टू डिफरेंट क्वाड्रेंट्स ऑफ द ओशन बट दोज आर नेवर फॉरगॉटन So even if I don't do that for 5 years, people will still say, "Arey IPL, arey IPL," because that's just, I guess, 10 years of etching into people's minds. Now, the advantage that creatively you have in CricBuzz is we can tell a story. Because there are no ad breaks, because there are no sponsored segments, there is no, ab dekho Lux Cozy Chokke, or ab dekho Vimal Pan Masala ke sixes and follow wickets. We can just go. And the beauty of digital, which is the reason why we at Oak Tree also started producing only for digital, not television, is because the story can live as a life form on its own. It is not determined by anything else. 21 minutes and 9 minutes of ads, 50 minutes and 10 minutes of ads. You have gold, just gold. Our podcast, if it's good for 68 minutes, it'll be 68. If it's good for only 38, it'll be 38, right? It's what is gold. And that's what I like about it, that we just go for half an hour. Our run order is 10 minutes. And then producers keep feeding us information wherever the conversation goes. And that's why people who are encyclopedias help, because there is no plan. So if ye, agar ye paper pe aankde dekhne wale hote, to phir to hum kahin nikal gaye, to there's no help. Whereas these guys will always help. They'll tell you, yes, this happened then. Zaheer took 6 wickets in Brisbane there. I'm like, how do you, this is insane. Like, he doesn't remember it, right? How do you remember it? So I guess that's the advantage of, you know, television, and that's the advantage of CricBuzz. So dono apni jagah mazedar hai, par abhi is mahol mein ye wala zyada acha lagta hai, kyunki khulla phaila sakte hai raite ko.
How did the idea of BWC come up? You know, was it born out of your passion for the talk show format? And, you know, for that matter, how did you pick 22 Yarns, and how did you decide to move to the podcast format, which is still perhaps in its nascency in India?
True. Breakfast with Champions came from a personal pain point that I never saw the kind of stories that I wanted to see or hear from, you know, my idols. I felt like they have very high EQs, right? Because they have just the life that they've seen. Or koi unse poochta nahi tha. Sab unse, it was all statistics. So when you hit 100, what did you think? It's, you know, I mean, you'd heard that story so many times. You wanted to talk to them about their life, their perspective, have a conversation. And I was lucky enough to have those conversations with them off field, off camera. So I said, if I was to make a non-TV show, the idea of it started. So I did the visual design of it. I still remember when the crew came for the first episode with Gary Kirsten. Maine ek camera, ek angle lagwaya with the window behind us. right? So we are burnt out. Gary and me are burnt out. So the DOP tells me that, you sure this is the angle you want? I said, yeah. He says, but this is a silhouette shot. I said, yeah, I want a silhouette shot. So, but you guys can't be seen. I said, well, that I know what a silhouette shot means. That's what it means. That you can't. I said, that's all I want. But you can't be seen. I'm like, yeah, but it's television. You can't be seen. I'm like, that's not television. I said, this is a non-TV show. I want this frame to be like this. So I visually designed it to be unobtrusive. So there is a rule that no camera can be within 10 feet of the people who are shooting. We never use lights. The only one episode where lights were used was Virat Kohli, because we had to shoot it at night and indoors because you can't take him outdoors anywhere. And that's it. 55 episodes, we've used lights in one episode. And you always keep the camera far. And you notice I never start. There is no hello and welcome, and there's no goodbye. Because I want to lull the person into a false sense of security that this is just two people having a conversation. So I said, what can I do visually? What can I do with the cameras, with the sound? What can I do to just make this person forget that physically they are on camera? Because you are different. When you know, when logo ko agar aadat nahi hai, to aap kisi ko bolo ke, oh, chal yaar, dost baat kar rahe hain, to hum baat kar rahe hain. Par ab, yaar, ab main, Vivek, ab main record kar raha hun. Suddenly Vivek will be like, okay. you know, it's a natural human reaction, right? So I said, what can we do to work that away? So that was Breakfast with Champions. And yes, I do like the talk show format. I feel that it just needs a lot more reinvention in India. We have very similar kind of stuff that's happening everywhere. And 22 Yarns actually was the name that I wanted to give Breakfast with Champions. But then all my key advisors around me said, no, Breakfast with Champions is a better name. I didn't want to keep it. I came up with the name. So this is one thing that happens. Nirav, my partner, has to always talk me off the cliff because I really like an idea. I make everyone invested in the idea. Then we do it. And I'm like, I don't like this anymore. Like, no, but it's nice. It's okay. Bakwaz. Junk it. Why? Breakfast with Champions, bakwaz naam hai. Nahi rakhna. So he said, no. Then everybody pushed me and we kept it as Breakfast with Champions. And I'm glad that everyone pushed me. 22 Yarns came from 22 Yards and Stories is Yarns. So Spotify, and there's a gentleman called Uni, who's the producer at Spotify. He had previously tried to do some work with me on Hotstar, and then he was in Sawan and didn't happen at Spotify. He came and he was given charge of, he was made head of podcasts. So he tells me I was the first call he made. I mean, I guess he says that to all the girls, but so he
said, not for the podcast, I suppose.
Yeah, he said, I was the first call you made, yours I have to do and all. So, but so that was it. We were sitting right here, like here in my balcony. And he said, we want to do this. I said, how's this idea? He said, let's do it. And that was it. And then 3 months later, I tried to convince, talk him out of the idea, as I always do. And he said, no. Just wait doing this. Because tab tak koi aur idea acha lag gaya tha mere ko. Tab mein kaha, unni ye nahi, ab ye karte hai na. No, sir. No, he always, he talks like this to me. He says, no, sir. He's a very good South Indian boy. No, sir. I think that we should do this. And then the other one we will also do. So let's do this. So that's how 22 Yarns. Actually, the credit is to Unni and to all the team at Spotify that actually stopped me from bailing on it just before starting.
I think we can, as fans of BWC, we can definitely attest to the fact that your conversations are much more frank and insightful than anything we've ever seen with the cricketers. In terms of interviews, it's pretty evident that you do share a good rapport with some of them, perhaps off the camera as well. Yeah. Do you think that is what differentiates your interviews from maybe any other broadcaster or interviewer sitting down with them?
Yes. Yeah, so it's, I think one is I value trust a lot. And it's just the kind of upbringing that I've had. I feel like if you have trust, then you should work very hard to protect it and make sure that you don't betray that. I think they, all of them know, all of them who come on the show, they know that. So I watch the edit with more of a censor's eye than even they would. Right. Cause I'm very, very protective of like nothing. A coffee with Karan shouldn't happen on my show. And it never will. You will never get a sensational headline from there. You'll never, it could be, they've all said sensational stuff because you know, sometimes you end up saying things and, you know, like, why? No, I don't want to. And I remember Dada had cracked some joke about Ravi, right? And I actually dropped it. And Dadi told me, why did you drop it? I'm like, Dadi, what's the point? And newspapers will pick it up and then it'll just become a thing. And what's the point? Then it'll not. So I think that that emotion permeates amongst everyone. And they just know that I will not betray that trust. And secondly is I never approach it as an interview. So interview by the nature of the term implies question and answer. Whereas I'm interested more in having conversations. So I always tell them that when they ask me, kya hoga? I say, we'll have a chat. Right? We'll just have a chat. We'll see where it goes. Dekhte na. Kabhi aaj tak doston se baat karte hue to kabhi socha nahi ki kya topic discuss karenge. Kabhi ek aad aa jata hai ki, oh, when I talk to, oh, I must ask about that. Theek hai. Ek aad do, par agar aap list bana loge to phir then it won't be an organic conversation. So that's what I tend to do. And I guess they kind of like that.
Recorded to edit ho jata hai Gaurav, you censor it out. Kabhi aisa hua hai, has it ever happened? You do a lot of live telecast. It is difficult. Instinct control karna difficult hota hai. Kabhi aisa hua hai, you abused or some any of your guest abused in embarrassment ho gaya.
Yeah, hua. To mere saath kabhi nahi hua, I guess, because I was like 16, 17 when I started doing live radio. So you're just so careful at the time that it just becomes inbuilt. But I remember Shoaib. I love Shoaib Akhtar, man. Shoaib said this once. Ramiz bhai is on the ground with, I think he was there with Pallavi, Sharda, Karishma Kotak, one of them. And Ramiz bhai thode, matlab, shairana mizaj ke hain. Like,
Rambo.
Rambo hai. So Ramiz bhai ne on, matlab, on air bola, yeah, Pallavi kisi ko, ke aap itni khubsurat lag rahe hain aaj, aur ye rang aap pe kitna achha lag. You're looking so beautiful. Very, very... very gentlemanly, very politely, but Shoaib on air, he looks there and he goes, "Kya Ramiz bhai, bhabhi ko batao, bade tharki ho rahe ho aaj aap." Shoaib, you can't say tharki on air. So, kyun bhai, kya galat hai, kya galat hai? Tharki means horny. You can't say horny.
Hilarious.
Yeah. So okay. I think ek bari kisi ne, of course. I remember Ravi's thing became very famous, right? Goti move. Ekbari kisi ne, I think Jhantu bhi bola tha air pe, mujhe yaad nahi aa raha. I said kisi ne bola tha extra innings mein shayad, I don't know. But this one I completely remember. So Ravi is bade tharki ho raha. Kya kar raha hai yaar Shabi? Gaurav, meri jaan, tujhe khuda ka vaasta, mujhe pata Dhoni 4 pe kyun nahi aa raha? Maine kaha bhai main kaise bataun yaar.
Okay.
इस बात को क्यों मुझे खुदा का वास्ता दे रहा है भाई? मैं नहीं जवाब दे सकता. मैं नहीं चलाता CSK.
All right. So I wanted to go a little, you know, take a step back to what you just said earlier. You know, you're trying to have a chat. You're trying to not, you know, follow a sequence. But tell us this, like, what is the process like? How do you decide on a guest? Do you do some research beforehand? Of course, there are obviously, you know, anecdotes shared on air as well that seem may have had some research. So what is that balance that you see? Like, is it all of what happens right then, or what is the input that you take from?
So I've never written a question for Breakfast with Champions, except we wrote a list of questions for Sachin's team, because Sachin has a big team and Sachin's team wanted some questions and bureaucratic process, I guess. So I gave it to them. And when I went there, I said, "Master," we all call him Master. Yes, it's a great name and it's a valid, very valid and apt name. So you say, "Master, I don't know if your team has shown you questions, but I'm not going by this question." He says, "No, I didn't see you and I don't need any questions." I was like, "Good, chalo. So let's start." So that was the only time where anything was written. But that was also because he's got a very big team and they have a process. And I guess so I was fine. My team fed it to his team and everybody was happy. But otherwise, never written a question. We don't even end up doing, once in a while, I will perhaps just polish my memory on the way to this, to the shoot. On the way to the location, I'll probably just see, okay, when Rahul and Lakshman had that partnership, you know, which year was that? What ground was it? Just make sure. Right? Just I have, you know, just refresh memory on very basic things. But otherwise, I just feel like up to, you know, enough 20-minute conversation to aa jayega na apne aap. So there is no research there. In 22 yarns, on the flip side, I my team and I have a producer called Shamak, who is very proper. So Shamak does a lot of research and tells me incidents and anecdotes that have happened in the past of all the guests that are coming. So that is really helpful, because then you can just focus on a topic and you can really go deep into it. But that's the podcasting format. Mm. Whereas the video format of Breakfast with Champions, I think I like that it has become that it's a discovery for me as well, for the viewers. So let me not, I feel like it's really, you know, what's the point of me just asking a question if I know the answer to it, right? Then what's the point? Like, it's just, well, where people pick up each other's energy, you know?
Yeah,
so
right.
They'll pick up my energy that I know the answer. So let me also take some curiosity into it. And so that's what I do. Or maybe I'm just making all these things and I'm just a phenomenally lazy person who's resting on his laurels and saying, yes, jata hit ho gaya, chal pahunch jate hain shoot.
Right.
Aaja beta, jo hoga, sab theek hoga.
Talking about the guests then, like, for example, obviously you had so many guests. How do you decide on it? Like, we've seen that you had a lot of like very big names on BWC and not as many, you know, the youngsters and not as many, so to speak, like, let's say, budding cricketers or domestic cricketers.
True, yes.
Is there like a thought behind that?
Yes, I think, you know, what happens, Sumer, is that sometimes a thing can become a victim of its own success. And I think that's what happened, because I never wanted Breakfast with Champions to be only a cricket show. I had actually envisaged it as at least a sports show. And more than that, just a show about champions. So I had even envisaged at the time that why can't I do one episode, one season with champions of public service or champions of industry?
Oh,
I could have one season with Ratan Tata, Anand Mahindra, Mukesh Ambani, you know, why can't I have one, you know, Narayan Murthy, Nandan Nilekani? I made lists like that saying I'll do that. But we did the first with cricket. And then when it got picked up by YouTube as a YouTube original, then you know that, okay, now we're talking big stakes, right? So once you're talking big stakes, you have to. I can't then go to, you know, YouTube, you know, Google LA and, you know, then there's, then, you know, then you have to go marquee names and you need to have a mix of, you know, we're going to have these many male cricketers, these many female cricketers, these many retired, these many current, you know, maybe one upcoming. So then it becomes more of a, you know, it becomes a lot more than just my whims and fancies. Mm. It becomes a formula. It becomes a lot of boxes to tick, a lot of people to appease. So behind the scenes, the machinery becomes much bigger. But yeah, I had not started it like that. I'd started it as thinking, yes, there would be one season which would have only women achievers from industry, right? It would have one probably would have only politicians. One would have only, you know, the best writers. So I had thought of it like that. But wo fir I think ab just cricket show hi ban gaya. So now you can't even, like, I feel really bad. We shot an episode with PV Sindhu, which we just couldn't air because it was just not fitting in the lineup. And then our sponsors and all our stakeholders said that, well, then you need to have a series. You can't just randomly throw one episode in with PV.
Leak kar do usko.
She's PV Sindhu. Come on. Right. Like, so then, you know, it becomes ho jata hai apna. So to answer your question, I think now when you're choosing it, there is a formula that we come up with behind the scenes with all the stakeholders, which says these many retired, these many current, these many male, these many female, these many upcoming. So wo ek hai, usme ek science aata hai.
Right. So you talked about, you know, non-cricket or non-sports as well. Like, obviously, 22 Yarns, I think, obviously will, by virtue of the name itself, restrict you to cricket.
Yeah.
Although, to my memory, if it's not failing me, I think Abhinav Bindra was on BWC.
Abhinav Bindra was. So there are times when I have, so early days, I have had Abhinav Bindra, Geeta Fogart, Leander Paes.
Yeah.
I think just these three. But that was very early days. And then after that, it got picked up. And after that, it got brands and, you know,
original and
licensing. And so then it became that. But I want to take it back to that. I still have the deck lying with me of, you know, 10 people from non-cricket sports, which I really want to do. And they are willing to do it. Like I shot Vishy Anand and me were both endorsing Vodafone for 1 year. And we were shooting the commercials in Brussels. Don't ask me why. We're shooting in Brussels. It was a London taxi. We were sitting in a London taxi shooting in Brussels for Vodafone India. That's advertising, guys. It's the magic of advertising. and I told him, I said, I really want, he says, yeah, of course I want to do it. They want to come on, I guess, because, you know, it works. Everybody, people like telling their story.
Coffee in cars. Coffee with comedians.
Correct. Yeah, comedians in cars getting coffee. But at cricketer ke saamne coffee mat bolna. वो बेचारा राहुल तो इतना ट्रॉमेटाइज हो गया था. हार्दिक का क्या है? हार्दिक इज अ चिलर. भाई मैं क्या हुआ, मतलब ये क्या है? ही इज चिल. राहुल इज वन ऑफ योर गुड स्टूडियस बॉयज एंड ऑल. ही गॉट रियली स्ट्रेस्ड. स्टार्टेड चैट विद हिम आफ्टर दैट. आई वाज लाइक लिसन मैन, इट्स जस्ट, वो तो बेचारा क्रॉस फायर में फंस गया ना. उसने तो बोला ही नहीं था कुछ. राइट. एंड ही वॉज एक्चुअली वेरी सॉर्ट ऑफ affected by that. And I have a strong opinion on that, which is that I think that everybody on that show and everybody behind the scenes, and I know this won't make me very popular in my fraternity, but that's the truth that I believe in. They should have edited that out. They should have known what, now it's not a secret to any of us for the last 5-6 years of how trigger happy people have become on social media and what cancel culture has become. You know, things can get misinterpreted very easily. So, chodo na yaar, cut it out. And then after that, for them to just, you know, sort of beg ignorance on it and plead ignorance and say, no, but we didn't realize it. No, man, you just know. You know what will happen. It is a topic that you know is ripe for.
Or was intended.
That rhymes with plucking.
Or was intended.
Yeah, you know, that's what I think. It's like, you knew, man. You knew when that was happening. Wo to theek hai yaar, Hardik sir, you have to think of context of where someone comes from. And I'll tell you how my opinion on that was. And I'll just leave it with your listeners and I'll leave it with you. Somebody in my office came, one of my teammates said that, is this becoming a furore because he said it in Hindi? Now, I won't give you my opinion on it. I'll just let you guys think about that because it made me think about it. He's like, but if he had said it in English that, oh, you know, if the day I lost my virginity, I came and told my parents, bloody hell, we should all be encouraging that. All kids should come and talk to their parents, at least in today's day and age, about in a country of 1.4 billion, we need to have more conversations about sex.
Right? Yeah, fair point.
He said, agar usne English mein bola hota to, because in Hindi mein bola, main karke aaya, to isliye. I was like, well, you do have a point. It's a good question. We shall just leave that with your people. Kahan pahunch gaye?
I think all valid points. I think personally, even we felt that the brunt of the blame fell on the cricketers rather than on the host and the producers of that show.
Yeah.
You know, coming back to BWC, we as podcasters or budding podcasters we try our best to get guests on. We try to be persistent. We follow them as much as we can, and we follow up. Who's the toughest guest you had to work the hardest for to get them on BWC? And also, for that matter, who was the most fun to talk to, or what was your favorite interview on BWC?
Hardest is Dada, without a doubt, because Dada is doing 75 things at any given point in time, right? 75 things. I'm listening to, I'm like, I don't know how you do this. BCCI, Cricket Bengal, one school, 100 episodes of KBC Bengali, endorsements, events, speaking assignments, news television. Dada, take it easy. So Dada was the hardest guy to track because he's just so busy. And the way I tracked him was that we were doing a game in Manchester and for Sony. and the next game was in, I think there was a break for 4 days, and then the action was moving to Lords, I think. I said, Dada, are you going back to London tonight? He says, yeah, I'm going back to London. I said, tomorrow morning, I'm going to come. I'm staying at St. James Court. You're staying at St. James Court. Just come down at 11:30 in the courtyard. He said, done, 11:30. And that's how I finally managed to catch him after 2 years. So yeah, his was super fun, man. And just staying on him, his was super fun to shoot. You won't even believe it. We have two episodes. Those are the episodes that have the highest views, right? Saurav Ganguly's episodes. I think even more than Virat, if I remember the numbers correct. So it's two episodes, about 40 minutes of content. We shot for about 50.
Okay.
That's it. He's brilliant. He just knows. I felt like main bahut tees maar khaun ke I edit in my head, and I know that he edits in his head even faster than anybody else. He knows. He says, done. Mil gaya na? I said, yeah. I said, oh, you're a genius. I guess you need to.
Unne bola bhi. I remember. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I said, yeah, done. So that's him. We leave all these things in. Mazat. So yeah, Dada was super fun to talk to. Also, Dada's been the one person whose my impression of him has changed. Now, remember when I was younger, I thought Dada was very arrogant. Right?
Whoa.
We all thought that, right? I mean,
I did not.
You didn't think he was aggressive, arrogant? No?
He's an Australia fan.
No, he's an Australian fan. Okay. Yeah. I get it.
No, but even I always wanted somebody in Indian cricket like that. So it was like, oh, yeah. It's a pleasant, not a surprise. It's a pleasant welcome.
So I was happy with what was happening to Indian cricket, but somewhere I thought that this aggression, it's my mistake. I don't think he ever gave a sign. I just thought he was too arrogant and he's above everyone. It's only later when I spoke to my friends who were youngsters under him who blossomed. That's when I realized that I feel that when you praise someone, when you cannot any longer gain anything from them, that praise is true. Right? And when you see, I hear Zaheer, Ashish, Yuvraj, Harbhajan, Veeru, this entire gang of people, you still ask them today about Saurav and they will go on and on telling you the positive influence, the backing, the belief, the motivation, the inspiration, the cause that he has been in their career. And I think I started seeing Dada in a different light after I started spending some time with him. And I said, well, he is, as with anyone in India who is super successful and busy and a little aggressive, is misunderstood, I think, by people. Super guy. Super, super guy he is.
Right. Perfect. So just a little chatty stuff here. So anecdotes. You,
yeah.
We've read somewhere you have names for each other. Somebody was saying you call each other sister. What is the story behind that?
If you can.
The real story or the made up story?
Not the story you said on his podcast about how he burned the whole kitchen down.
Yeah, so actually the thing is that it came out to be a very like silly thing. We were just sitting and he cracked some joke and I just looked at him and he said something, you know, like, "Are yaar, wo to kisi ka uska ghar to 15,000 square foot ka." And I just turned to him and said, sister, please control. And it just stuck and he just started laughing. Okay, and then after that, I said something. He said, "Sister, please."
Okay. And it's like as if it was like a kitty party. People are bragging.
It was just, I could have as easily just said, "Brother, please," or "Mr. Please," or "Paji, please." I just said, "Sister, please." Instead of "Mr. Please," I said, "Sister, please." And what happened is that actually we started, somebody was just sitting and saying, "Why? What is this?" I said, I genuinely feel that sisters have stronger bonds than brothers. So UV and me are just going to call each other sister. So it just became sister. And then Chiku came. Chiku was a kid at the time. Virat used to hang out with us. He used to stay at UV's house. He must have been 19, 20 at the time. So then that sister became Sissy. So he still to date will say, "Are Sissy, kya baat kar rahe ho aap?" And I'll say, "Sister, kya bol rahe ho?" So then it became Choti Behen Ji, Badi Behen Ji. It's just stupid. We're just silly Punjabi boys who have too much free time on our hands. So there is no real sort of deep story to it, but it just became. So now we just call each other sister, and now it's just become a thing. Then there's another nickname that I have with the, so there's Ajit Agarkar and Ajit's brother-in-law Mazhar, who's also played a bit of cricket. So we call each other Cuddles. Just for no reason again, is that we had all gone, we had all were traveling somewhere, and Mazhar was feeling really tired. And I'm like, Mazzy, what happened? You want some Cuddles? And then it just became, we just started calling each other Cuddles. So I wish I had some deeper, more amusing anecdote on it. But the fact is that we're just a bit mentally challenged and we have a lot of time on our hands.
All right.
So Gaurav, Abhi, just the new year has started, and Spotify came up with something called Spotify Wrapped for 2020. And everybody was sharing it on their social media platform. And everybody knows, jitne bhi cricket fans hai, everybody is listening to 22 Yarns. But what is Gaurav Kapoor listening to when it comes to podcasts?
My favorite podcast actually is Conan's, Conan Needs a Friend. Okay. I love Conan O'Brien's podcast. I think that that's quite, I really enjoy it. And there's so many of them that you can just keep going and keep going and keep listening. And I do tune into, you know, every now and then I like to, you know, listen to some of the other sort of sport podcasts, but I try not to listen to cricket podcasts because I feel that somewhere or the other that may, you know, I may overlap into my idea of what mine is. So I don't know. Maybe it could be correct. It could be incorrect. So I like to listen to stuff that is kind of different. Also, I think there's so much cricket that happens anyway in my life that then my entertainment box doesn't get ticked. So So I think that's the podcast that I'm quite obsessed with. Conan Needs a Friend.
And any advice to budding podcasters?
There's a very funny video that I saw the other day where, I mean, the one thing that I'll tell people is just because you have the time doesn't mean you use all of it, right? Just because a podcast allows you to be 90 minutes doesn't mean you have to be 90 minutes. Some of the best podcasts are 16 minutes. I feel like with every format, just always leave people wanting more, right? Rather than, so, you know, just be brutal in your editing. And just like, get to the point. A lot of times, people don't get to the point. There was this funny video doing the rounds digitally.
I saw it.
Where a person is just trying to start a sentence for 20 seconds and doesn't. So we really, but on the flip side, I did one podcast with Tanmay Bhatt where his editor cut the pauses in between words also. So it felt like we were all on speed. And his when I asked, I said, "Ye kya ho raha hai? Itne tez kyun?" You know, because otherwise I'm thinking, literally I felt like Scatman John, right? At the end of it. So I said, "Bhai, ye kya ho raha hai?" So the editor and Tanmay say that, you know, you actually gave so much gyan, we didn't want to cut anything out. So I said, "Bhai, tum to politician banoge, bhai." Matlab, ek kilo makhan leke jo tumne laga diya upar abhi. Ispe kya bole aadmi aage? So I think my advice to podcasters would be this, that don't take the audience for granted. If you can give the point in 2 minutes, take two instead of three.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting. So you mentioned Saurav Ganguly as one of your favorite commentators because he holds no prisoners. And if you look across the border, just as Shoaib Akhtar, right now, Pakistan is not doing very well. So everybody is kind of free spirited in giving their assessments or insights. But when it comes to Indian cricket, aisa lagta hai ki agar aapne, you have to be very careful. Agar kuch bhi cheez aisi bol di, which is rubs the people the wrong way, especially for the powers and people in power, then you are probably chucked out. Does BCCI have too much of control over things in India?
Yeah, it's a good question actually. The thing is that BCCI is a much maligned organization, right? It is, as we know. And I don't think anybody profiles enough of what all they have done for cricket at the grassroots level.
That's true as well.
Problem is that people see BCCI on the outside. People see BCCI as this monolith, this giant money guzzling kind of transformer that is just stepping on everything and destroying everything in its way. And you can't stand in front of it. But for me, BCCI is not an organization. No, it's a bunch of people who I know. right? And they're my friends and they're very regular people. And they are working very hard to do their job. But what we don't understand is that it is a sport that is super lucrative, that is run by people who are super influential. So forget the stakeholders, forget the position holders, the people who run BCCI, whose job it is. Forget the jobbers, right? If you think of the BCCI members, look at, they're all politicians or industrialists, or it's that it's run by very influential people. So there are various equations within equations, which we on the outside probably don't have any idea about. So there is one, which is the administrative side of the BCCI. And one is the professional side of the BCCI. It's the guys who put up the IPL and the ones who you know, run
it.
It's a small team, right? It's a small team of 6-7 people who do the entire thing. So, you know, to answer your question, it's a yes and a no. Influential people will always have influence, but I don't think it's as evil as it's made out to be. I think more than anything else, the pressure comes from public. Wana mahol bana dete hain, I feel. अभी क्या हो गया कि अगर आप अजिंक्य रहाणे की कैप्टेंसी को अगर प्रेज करो तो यू आर डिग्रेडिंग विराट कोहली कैप्टेंसी, बट नो, दोस थिंग्स आर म्यूचुअली एक्सक्लूसिव फ्रॉम ईच अदर, राइट? आई कैन लाइक रहाणे's कैप्टेंसी, बट दैट मींस यू डिसलाइक विराट. नो, विराट इज नॉट कैप्टनिंग दिस टेस्ट मैच, राइट? देयर इज ओनली वन. इफ बोथ वर कैप्टनिंग, देन यस, आई कुड से आई लाइक वन मोर देन द अदर, बट हियर आई एम जस्ट सेइंग आई लाइक वन बिकॉज देयर इज ओनली वन कैप्टन. सो आई एम सेइंग आई लाइक रहाणे's कैप्टेंसी doesn't mean I don't like Virat Kohli. It could or could not, but it can't automatically mean that. Similarly, if I say that Rohit's a very good IPL captain, oh, you are saying this because you don't like Virat's IPL captaincy. Why does everything need to, but, and you know what happens is that over time, no, somewhere or the other, like I've got zero Fs to give about what people, because, you know, लोग तो बोलेंगे जिसको कोई नेगेटिव निकालना ना वो तो निकाल ही लेंगे कहीं ना कहीं से, बट इट डज, व्हेन समटाइम्स इट डज हर्ट मैन. वी आर ऑल ह्यूमन बीइंग्स, वी ऑल हैव वल्नरेबल मोमेंट्स, वी ऑल हैव मोमेंट्स व्हेन वी आर सैड, एंड समटाइम्स दीस थिंग्स कैन रियली हर्ट. एंड नाउ एक्सेसिबिलिटी मींस दैट एनीबडी कैन जस्ट रीच मी एंड टेल मी आई एम एन एसो, राइट, फॉर नो रीजन, एंड दैट कैन समटाइम्स हर्ट. सो व्हाट हैपेंस इज दैट ओवर टाइम एवरीबडी जस्ट ईदर इवन द थिक स्किन्ड वंस जस्ट डेवलप दिस थिंग दैट बॉस might as well just be careful, right? Because there's too much at stake, so you just be careful. And that's just a survival instinct. So I can't really, I know it's very easy to sit on the outside and say, are you're sitting, because I don't sit in the commentary box, right? But I can look at people in the commentary box and say, are you are not criticizing. Or, you know, it's tough. Like, you know, you walk in their shoes for a bit and see what happens. Like Michael Vaughan speaks his mind, right? On Twitter, and you see people just run after him. He's like, oh, you said 4-0. What? I mean, nothing. He's just somebody asked him that question, right? And he gave an answer.
Sure, I mean, we all three also said 4-0. We all four.
You know, it's people say stuff and it's great. And, you know, it's great if it went the other way. It's great if it went that way. And just everybody be happy. It's just a game. Calm down, everyone. Perspective.
मुझे लगता है कि बहुत सारे ना पंजाबियों को broadcasting में डालना चाहिए. हमारे यहाँ भी थोड़ा वैसा वाला फीलिंग आना स्टार्ट हो जाएगा.
पीपल विल टॉक, या पंजाबी को होता ही है कि तुम्हें क्या हंसी मजाक में ना बोल जाते हैं.
हाँ हाँ,
मतलब थोड़ा होता है कि हंसी मजाक में ना थोड़ा खींच लेते हैं, थोड़ा इधर उधर. जैसे मैं कम करता हूँ, पर जैसे आज मैंने भी ट्विटर पे एक डाल दिया, कभी कभार मैं बताऊंगा नहीं क्या, पर यू गाइस विल नो. एक कभी कभार एक छोटा सा ताना मैं भी डाल देता
हूँ. नाउ दैट यू आर लुकिंग फॉर मोर यू नो प्लेटफॉर्म्स एंड सो ऑन, तो ऐसा कुछ स्टार्ट करो. बट following that line, I have a very interesting thing to ask you. You know, gun on your head, who would you rather have on the show? A pair, who would you rather have on a show? Would you rather have Virat Kohli and Anil Kumble? Maybe. Or would you rather have Sourav Ganguly and Ravi Shastri?
I'd rather have Sourav and Ravi.
Tell us why.
Because they both actually... they are both people who can disagree without being disagreeable. So that's why they have that, they would just, and they're both very, the thing with Jumbo is that Jumbo is very reserved and he's very well spoken and he's reticent and he would not. But ye dono thode kind of contemporaries, na? Ravi and Saurabh are closer in age than Anil and Virat. So I feel like they would have go at each other.
Let me be the devil's advocate and ask you then. So aapka matlab hai ki Virat Kohli can't keep it.
No, Virat, you mean that Virat Kohli can't keep what?
Can't hold it.
He's not reserved enough.
No. I'll tell you one thing what Virat has learned.
It was a joke, but...
So politically correct. No, but there is that thing. Virat is so politically correct now. So again, Virat is politically correct and Anil is reticent. So that's why I would not have them. I would have Dada and Ravi who are both completely outspoken and can disagree without being disagreeable. Like they will not... There's no layer, right? There's no meaning behind meaning.
So definitely... Talking about... Virat, Ravi, everybody. It's unfair if we don't talk about India-Australia, which is happening now. So yeah. How special was 36 all-out ke baad second test jeetna? I mean, did you expect them to come so good with all those injuries? How special was it?
Yeah, I got really worried that every test match is taking a pace bowler away. what is going on, right? Like, I hope that, one of the staff doesn't need to make a debut in the next match. I love what has happened to Natarajan, right? I said this in one of my shows. Natarajan went as a net bowler.
Yes, in all formats.
Right, support bowler. Then he got a T20 jersey. Then he got a one-day jersey. Then he's got a test inclusion now. Sure. So he literally was, shadi pe he came as a bandwala. Then they made him a barati. And in another 2 hours, he goes to Dula.
And in fact, he performed in one match so well that Pandya wanted to give him the man of the match or other game.
So I said, this is amazing. Yeah. It's so good to see. But yeah, that was very special. Yeah. The way they came back. I thought that was very special. There was something very special watching that team on the field that was very pride inducing for Indian fans. देखो मैं I'll tell you one thing after being so closely associated with cricket ना अब थोड़ा may sound blasphemous but I'm not that emotionally attached to win and loss anymore right it's fine मतलब I can't say that propagate to everyone that it's a game and then start crying if India loses because it is a game yeah it's okay कुछ हारेंगे कुछ जीतेंगे ठीक है कोई बात नहीं चलता रहेगा so I was even when it was 36 all out I was like good yeah ठीक है कोई बात नहीं होता है यार human है
Do you wake up at 5 a.m. 4:30 a.m. Are you that big a cricket
nut? No, I don't. I can't. not to a point of. That's why I didn't do the broadcast with Sony. Yeah. They wanted me to be part of that, and I said, "Yaar, abhi 2:30 baje utke, ab matlab 3:30 baje."
Nahi hoga.
Bio bubble. I said, "Humse na ho paega bhai." I said, "I'm not a." And I had a long chat with Harsha because I'm very fond of the Sony people, and it was a thing for me because. I was doing everything that I was doing sort of remotely and virtually from home and to go into a bio bubble and be there. And, the thing is, I'm a little more careful about my health because I'm also diabetic. So I said, I don't want to expose myself. And Harsha was telling me that day that they are in a bio bubble in the Westin Hotel, but wo lobby mein 150 log ghum rahe hai jo shaadi se aaye hain.
Right.
Maine kaha, kya bio bubble hai phir? This is a very porous bubble that you have over here. So, so I didn't want to do that. And I remember talking to Harsha and Harsha said, listen, this is a series is a must for a career broadcaster. You're not a career broadcaster. So why are you in pain about it? So yeah, you're right. So I said, okay. So agar 4:30 baje uthna hota, toh phir main tie laga ke phir bed bhi jata. Sofa pe. I wake up somewhere in the jab second session has started, middle of the second session. And then it's on. It's on till the end. And then I watch the highlights later. So I know what's happening.
Your Michael Owen moment. Call the series.
But I mean, it depends when this is going on, no?
No.
We have to tell people right now that the...
Yeah, call it as you
third
see it.
Test. This is... We have to tell people right now that the second test is going on and India will win this one.
Third.
In Adelaide. No, people who are listening should know the second is going on right now, and India will win it by
You're predicting it right.
Gaurav Kapoor said it.
But you heard it first.
आपने already बोल दिया कि 36 के बाद जो हुआ वो बहुत अच्छा.
Oh my God.
काट देना ना उसको सीधा. Look at India will. I think India will break a record in the first Test match, which is happening right now, and then in the Boxing Day Test match, I feel India will win, like we always do. I think we will win the series 2-1. India will win the series 2-1.
I like that prediction.
Sydney match, India will win, and then the fourth test match won't happen because India won't travel to Brisbane.
I was going to ask that. Do you mean that ki fourth test hoga hi nahi?
Hoga hi nahi. Wapas aa jao. Come on, boys. Let's go.
Are na bhai, wo bhi wapas aa rahe hain, hum bhi wapas ghar aa jate hain. So, jo chhalang humne lagayi thi Gaurav shuru mein, I hope kuch udaan humne bhari aur wo udaan aapko pasand aayi. And with that, we would like to thank you very much.
I hope you guys had fun.
We learned a lot, in fact.
Absolutely.
I loved all the stories as well. Post-grad called me to speak to them. My mother was like, "Thoda zyada nahi ho raha." Hai na? Matlab khud to padhai kare nahi kuch. Theek hai? Abhi gyan baantne ja raha hu. Sir, mama, I lied to my mom. I said, "Ma, life mein na do type ke log hote hain. Ek seekhne wale, dusre sikhane wale. Aapke bete ki ginti sikhane walon mein."
Wow.
With that note, I think we'll wrap it up here. Thank you, Gaurav. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you so much for having me on. So sorry for my delay in responding. I'm just like that. I'm horrible. I'm terrible. But aa gaye na, der aaye durust aaye.
I check it like you read Singh Bell in it, yeah? I really don't mind. You hit me once,
I hit you back. He's bowling like my Auntie Annie when she'd had too much sherry to drink. Played over my head, then
I set fire. I said, beta, beta, and baap, baap.